Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. We thank God this morning for waking us up, for allowing us to see this new day, the day that the Lord has made. And we are rejoicing. We are glad to be in this new day. Today is Friday, February 21, 2020. We are almost at the end of the month. Another Friday next week will be the last Friday of the month, and we head on to March. So time definitely running, and we need to be on our Father's business, and that is to win souls for the kingdom. But we consider it a blessing, and we consider it an extended love, and His grace extended to us right here at the Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries, this circle of friends, to be given another opportunity, another day, to call unto Him, to be here interceding and calling unto His name. And we thank God because our God is a prayer-hearing God. Not only does He hear prayers, but He is a prayer-answering God. So we are very thankful for what God is doing right here. So this morning we are going to start by prayer and say good morning to you, Holy Spirit. Good morning to you, Father God. Good morning to you, Lord Jesus. God, three in one, the one who was, who is, and who does not change. You are the same yesterday, today, and forever. We thank you for waking us up this morning. We thank you for allowing us to see this new day, the day that you have made. And we are rejoicing. We are glad to be in this day. We are ready to receive all the blessings you have installed for us today. We are ready, Father, to go out there and do what you have in plan for us today. In the name of Jesus, we are ready to reach those lives you put in our path today. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray, Father God, and thank you, Father, that we are a purpose-driven life, people, Lord, and we live a purpose-driven life. In the mighty name of Jesus. So we pray, Father God, this morning that you have mercy on us, O God, according to your loving kindness, Lord, according to your multitude of tender mercies, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for forgiving us of all our transgressions, Lord, all our shortcomings, all our sins that we have committed. Knowingly or unknowingly, Father, we pray that you cleanse us with your hyssop, Father. Wash us clean. Forgive us, Father. We ask, Father, that you forgive us of our sins, Lord. We confess before you anything and everything that is not pleasing before you, Lord, in your sight. We pray that you forgive us, Father, in the name of Jesus. Create in us, Lord, a clean heart, O God, and renew the right spirit within us, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Do not cast away your Holy Spirit from us, Father. Do not take it away from us, Lord. Indeed, your Holy Spirit, restore unto us the joy of thy salvation, Lord. in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. We pray this morning, say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on this earth as it is in heaven. Forgive us our trespasses, Lord, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Abba Father, our Heavenly Father, our everlasting Father, the Creator of heaven and earth. You are the Father to the fatherless, a defender of the widows. We thank you, Father. We honor you this morning. You are a good shepherd, Lord. You lay down your life for your sheep. Thank you for making us lie down in green pastures. Thank you for leading us beside the still waters and restoring our souls. Thank you, Lord, for leading us in the path of righteousness for your name's sake, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, even though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we will not fear any evil, Lord. For we know you are with us. For your rod and your staff, they comfort us. Thank you for the comfort, Lord. Thank you, Father, for preparing a table for us in the presence of our enemies. Honor you, Lord. We magnify you for anointing our heads with oil and that our cups run over. They run over with blessings. They run over with your anointing. They run over with healings, with breakthroughs in life. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, for you are our defender. You defend us. You shield us when the storms of life want to sweep us over. You shield us. You put a hedge of protection around us. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for your goodness and your mercy. They follow us all the days of our lives. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. This morning, we honor you. We honor you, Lord. You are Jehovah Rapha, the God, our healer. You heal all our diseases. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. I pray for my brothers and sisters right here at this circle of faith, Lord. Those who are not feeling well in their bodies, you are our healer, Lord. There's no sickness or disease that you cannot heal. I release your healing power, the healing power of the blood of Jesus, to go right at the cause, right at the root cause. And heal, Father, by your stripes, Lord Jesus, we are healed. So I thank you, Father God, that our bodies are the temple of the Holy Spirit, and that every member, every tissue, every organ, every bone, every muscle in our bodies will line up with the Word of God and function the way it has been created to function, in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for you are great in battle. Even the battle that comes in our flesh, in our bodies, you fight those for us, Lord. By your stripes, we are healed. And I thank you, Father, for praise as she prepares herself to get some dental work here, wisdom teeth pulled today. I just pray that everything work well in the name of Jesus. And I pray that her body will adjust and heal speedily, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And I thank you for healing Queen, the tonsils struggling with for the past couple of days now. I wasn't aware. But Father, you know, and you are the healer, for healing is the bread of the children. So this morning I release the bread of healing towards each and every one of us who needs this bread of healing right now. I pray for emotional healings, Lord. There's a lot of stress and frustration and anxiety going on, and some people are even depressed. I pray, Father God, that they cast their eyes unto you and lean on you, Lord. Exchange their yoke for yours that is light. I pray, Father God, releasing presence of God, the Holy Spirit. You are a giver of peace, Lord. You said, peace I give unto you. Peace I leave unto you. The peace that surpasses all understanding. So I pray, Father God, for your peace, Lord, that you extend your peace to your people, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. For your word said, he that dwell, that the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And this morning, Father, we say unto you, Lord, you are our refuge and our fortress, our God, in whom we trust. We trust you, Lord. For some trust in chariots, some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. For the name of the Lord is our strong tower. And when we run to you, Father, we are safe. So we thank you for safety, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Jehovah Rapha, Jehovah Shammah, we honor you this morning. You are always present. You are an omnipresent God. We reverence you this morning. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. We lift up your banner this morning. You are Jehovah Nissi, the Lord our banner. Thank you, Father, everlasting God, eternal God. We lift you up high this morning. We praise you. If you are before us, God, who can be against us? Who can fight us and win? If you are on our side, you know we are winners. We are more than conquerors. We are victorious in you. Thank you, Father. Thank you for your, the joy of the Lord is our strength. Thank you, Father, for turning all our mourning into joy, into dancing again, in the mighty name of Jesus. And above all, Father, we pray for salvation. We have brothers and sisters out there who do not know you, who are still lost, sinking in sin. But this morning, Father, we call them forth by faith. We decree and declare that they come home in the mighty name of Jesus. We call them forth from the north, from the south, from the east, from the west. We call them forth right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, soften their hearts, Lord, that when they hear your voice,
they will not harden their heart, but they will receive you, Father, and open up their mouths and confess their sins and turn away from their wicked ways. In the mighty name of Jesus, call you, Lord. Some are backsliders, but they come back home. They have the prodigal son experience to come back to their senses and come home. In the mighty name of Jesus, we are believing, Father, for a bumper harvest of souls this year, 2020. In the mighty name of Jesus, regardless of what it is that is holding them back, some are being held back by drug abuse, substance abuse, whatever, alcohol, whatever it is. You are a redeemer, God. You are a deliverer. You can deliver them, Father. There is no situation that is too hard for you. There is nothing too hard for you. Nothing is too hard for you. You can pull them out, Father. Can be saved. You are a forgiver of sin. There is no sin that you cannot forgive. There is no shortcoming that you cannot forgive. So we pray, Father God, that the enemy has been fooling them and tricking them, that they have gone too deep, no need, not necessary to come back. But it is still necessary. And it's never too late. Now is the time for them to come back home. And I pray for the church, for us as the body of Christ, that we win souls for the kingdom. For you said, he that wins souls, wise. So I pray, Father, for wisdom. Give us wisdom, Father, that we'll be able to witness and share the goodness of the Lord with your people, Lord. You said, if anyone lacks wisdom, let him ask. So this morning, we are asking for wisdom from you, the giver of wisdom. You are not a stingy God. You are a giver. And when you give wisdom, you do not withhold back. So I thank you, Father, for filling us with your wisdom as a body of Christ, that we go out there and witness and win souls for the kingdom. In the mighty name of Jesus, thank you, Father, for your love, for your peace. In the mighty name of Jesus, we reverence you, Lord. We honor you, Father. There's no one like you, Lord. We pray for children, Father. The protection of the children. They are in the middle of the semester, heading towards the end of this school year, Lord, preparing for the spring breaks, and then they come back and wrap up the end of this year and go for their summer break. So I pray, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, that the children be protected, all the students, college students, grad students, and even those who are in kindergarten and even in the daycare, Father, that they be protected, that no one who is supposed to be a caregiver will abuse the children. If anything is going on there, Father, that is not right. I pray that you expose it, bring it to surface, that when it gets exposed, people will come to repentance and do what is right. If they refuse to repent, Lord, I just pray in Jesus' name that they will be dealt with, Lord. Even if they repent, they need to, some need some training, some need some counseling, that they will do what is right. In the name of Jesus, all the educators. I pray, Father, for all the educators that you help them as they educate our children, Lord. The administrators, in the name of Jesus, and all the students that they go and they are ready to learn, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father. I honor you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we know, Father, all this starts with the family. Before the children go to school, they come from homes and come from families. So I pray for families right now. And I thank you, Father. I heard a couple testimonies already that you are restoring fathers back to their positions as leaders of their household. So I thank you, Father God, this morning, that for the families, that you restore the families back and function in order and in decent, Lord. Fathers being the heads of their households, priests of their own households, leading their families to Christ, loving their wives as Christ loves the church, and the wives loving their own husbands, restoring the Proverbs 31 woman in the family, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, that his family will call him good again, will praise him, will praise you again in the name of Jesus, restoring the children back to their parents, sons, their fathers and daughters to their mothers. I thank you, Father, for restoring order back in the family. In the mighty name of Jesus, I honor you, Lord. I glorify you. For in you, Lord, we live and move and have our being. Without you, we can do nothing. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray for our nation, Father, the United States of America. There's a lot of commotion, disorder, dysfunction, whatever it is, all we know, there is something that is not right, that doesn't feel right, that is going on. And to top it up, this year is a year of election and campaigning and being bombarded with all these aids and this and that. I just pray, Father God, for our country, restore it back to you, Lord. Be in charge, in control. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray, Father, for the leadership of the leaders, starting from our local government to our nation, our state government and nation international. In the mighty name of Jesus, hallelujah. This morning, we're going to open up the blinds. And we would like for us to pray for our country. Let us pray for our nation, this country, this United States. And then because the whole world is looking and the whole world wants to be like us. So we need to exhibit the godliness, exhibit the good leadership that the world is craving for. Let us open our mouth this morning and pray for our country, pray for our leaders, our yes, president, Lord. Our yes, Congress Lord. People, our yes, senators, Lord. And all the, everybody in position of authority, even including our mayors and our councillors in our local government, because that's where it all begins. It all starts up there and it trickles down right here to where we are, even all the way down to our neighborhood, community. Let's pray for our nation right now. The mighty name of Jesus.
Next door, down the street, around the corner, Lord God. Bless them, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Bless them, Lord God. Lord God, the Congress, oh, Lord God. Those that are on Capitol Hill, God. In the name of Jesus Christ,
in the name of Jesus Christ,
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We pray that our nation
will be candidate, O Lord God. God, that's really for the election of
bless
all
your name
and
show forth your salvation from day to day.
We bless your name.
Of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Yes,
in the
God.
Mighty name
yes,
of
Lord
Jesus.
God.
Yes, God.
Thank
yes,
you, Lord God.
Yes. The King of
what you're doing right now.
Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah, Lord.
Hallelujah, Lord.
Hallelujah,
Lord.
Lord
God, we thank
restore
you.
Restore it back to you.
Thank you, Father.
Yes.
Praise God.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Restore
it back to you, Father.
By
oh,
your spirit,
oh
Lord
glory
God,
to you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
By your power,
you
God.
Praise
God.
You, Father.
Hallelujah, God.
Praise
we just bless your name,
the
Lord God. Hallelujah,
Lord
God.
Lord.
We thank you, Lord
God,
for this time.
God.
Hallelujah, God.
I'm sitting on the throne,
Lord.
You
reign,
Lord.
So, Lord God.
Hallelujah,
Lord God.
Thank you,
Father. Lord God, and climbing
the
shadow,
Lord God.
Lord God. In the name.
Yes.
Yeah, you're the King of
my soul,
our Father.
Thank
you,
Father. Lord God, touch right now. Lord God, pick up, Lord God. Lord God, Lord God, Jesus, God. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord God, touch right now. In the name of Lord God. By your spirit, by your power,
Darkness right now. In the name of Jesus. My
Lord God,
And it reads, "We are therefore Christ's ambassadors, as though God were making his appeal through us." So the part I like is that we are Christ's ambassadors. We are ambassadors of Christ. And I got thinking this week, and I said, who is an ambassador? What does an ambassador do? What kind of work does an ambassador do? And first and foremost, an ambassador is an accredited diplomat sent by his or her country as its official representative to a foreign country. So for one, this person is accredited. That means this is a person who has good morals and good reputation. And also, they are, once you get to be an ambassador, they train you. So you got to fit for this position. And you are official. An official is a person of authority. They can make decisions. And they can say things on behalf of. So as an ambassador of a certain country, let's say, for example, you, when I was in Zimbabwe, getting ready to come into this country, I had to go to the embassy, of American embassy, to get my paperwork, to see what I need to do to qualify me to travel, to come in this country. And I see the ambassador, the chancellor, has representatives who are knowledgeable. They tell you they are representing America right there
in Zimbabwe. And as you walk in, they don't put a Zimbabwean flag there. They raise their American flag. And when you walk in, they speak their language. Regardless of what embassy you go, if here in the United States, when you go to Washington, D.C., I can't remember the name of the street, there is a stream of embassies. You see every country, every embassy, every building raising their own flag. And if you walk into that embassy, like I visited Zimbabwean embassy many, many years ago, you walk in, they speak the language. So when you go to that embassy, they speak the language of the country where they are from, the country they are representing. And when they speak, they are speaking on behalf of their country. That's why when the reporters, the news media, the people, when they call, when they go and they stand on an embassy or on a building and they ask one person, what do you think? And that person might say what they think or what they have in their mind. But when they go back in their offices on their machines and they start typing and writing the news, they say, the representative of this country or the representative, or actually they don't say the representative, they say, this country said this. They come to, even if they come to your church, my church, or wherever we are, and they talk with you at the parking lot, when they go and write, they will say, Spirit of Grace Church, or the Life Church, or whatever the name of your church says. And that's when you start clutching their heads and say, when did we say this? Because you represent the person whom they are talking to. They represent that entity. They represent that organization. So right here, we are reminded that we are ambassadors of Christ. We represent Christ here on this earth. So whatever we say, that's why when you go out, you hear people say, oh, Christians say this, Christians did this, Christians are like this, just because of one person who has done something and everybody take it upon that they represent all the Christians. They represent all the whole body of Christ. So like here we are reminded that we are ambassadors of Christ. So as we go out there, whatever we do, we are representing our Savior Jesus Christ. We need to be mindful that we are not of our own, but we are representing our Father, our Heavenly Father. We are representing the Christ who is in us. So as we represent him as being his ambassadors, we have to do things with understanding of his word. That's why we need to read and have a revelation and an understanding of his word and flow with the spirit and be discerners, be able to discern the spirit so that we can represent our Christ well. And there is also a scripture in the book of John, John chapter 17, verses 13 to 16. But the one I want is verse 16. We're just going to read those four verses, but the verse we're going to concentrate or focus on is verse 16. And it reads, and now came I to thee, and these things I speak in the world, that they might have my joy fulfilled in themselves. I have given them thy word, and the world hath hated them, because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world, but that thou shouldest keep them from the evil. They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. So here it just reinforces our ambassadorship, our representation of our Christ. This is Jesus who is speaking and saying, this is the prayer. If you read from the beginning, it's Jesus who was speaking and praying for his disciples and praying for us. And as in his prayer, he is mentioning that. You see, these disciples, these people, they are in this world. They live in this world, but they are really not of this world. Just as I myself, Jesus saying, he himself was not of this world, but he came to this world and he became like one of us so that he can win us, so that he can show us what we need to do and how we need to do it. So he is praying for his disciples and praying for us. Because when you read this prayer, some version says, I am praying for these who are with me right here and also for those who are to come. So he was praying for us also because we are the ones who came later. And he was praying and is praying for them and saying they are in this world, but they are not of this world. So this is who we are. We are in this world, even though we are not of this world. We are representing Christ. We are representing our God. We are representing our Savior in this world. So we need to represent him well. How can we represent him well if we do not know? As I said earlier, an ambassador, he is accredited. He is taken to an ambassador school. He goes through a training and told how to say things and what to say, his limitations, what kind of authority he has and what he doesn't, and that he have a full understanding that he is representing his country, his nation, in a foreign land. Even us in our jobs, most of us have been employed outside the house or, under a certain business or a certain company. During your orientation, during your training, as you join that company, they will tell you that if any news person or anyone who come and ask you anything, send them to this office because they don't want you to be saying what you think, what you feel, whatever, because they know once you open your mouth and words come out of your mouth, those words represent their company, and they don't want you to say anything because you are not trained to represent that company. Although you work there, but you are not their PR person. You are not the person who represents them when it comes to outside, your work area. So you send them somewhere else. You direct them. I remember back when we were, when I was back home, there was this people demonstrations. I mean, I know we have demonstrators everywhere, but this particular one just came back to my memory that there were these ladies, they are small business women. When I talk about small business at that particular time, you are talking about a person who has a vegetable stand, a person who sells, few items just at the corner of their house, and so they were not happy with the way things were being handled and the taxes going up. So they just went at that marketplace at the people who had their vegetables, their fruit stands, and produce stands, and they just spoke with this one elderly woman, and she spoke her mind. But when you go on the 6 o'clock news and they show the mic talking to this lady, and the reporter or the news anchor will conclude and say, this is what all the small business people, let's say the Jackson City people, are saying this. But it's just one person they spoke with, but they took it as that person is representing everybody in that city, everybody who is doing that line of business. So that's the same way as us as Christians, as the children of God, as believers, that we need to represent our Father well. We need to be knowledgeable of who He is and represent Him well. As Jesus said, we are in this world, but we are not of this world. And as representatives of Christ, we need the wisdom. That's why we are encouraged every time here and everywhere you go. I believe we are taught to read the word, saturate ourselves in the word, be familiar with the word, and also live it in our lives. So that way, if we let the word of God and His word to just saturate us, we don't have to flip the pages to figure out what to say and when to say, because we live it. It is in us. It is part of us. I am just reminded of the fruit of the Spirit. If you read your Bible, it doesn't say the fruit. It's a fruit. It says fruit of the Spirit. I believe it's in Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 and 23, where it talks about the fruit of the Spirit. So if we as Christians, we need to exhibit this fruit of the Spirit, which is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance, self-control, all these, we are representing our Christ. And as we live and exhibit this fruit of the Spirit, and once we go astray and do something, you will hear people say, oh, is that what the Christians do? Oh, look at those Christians now. Look what they are doing. Just because of one person, one individual, because they know we represent Christ and we need to represent Him well, since we are His ambassadors. We are the promoters of Christ. We promote Him. We talk about Him. We live and exhibit this Christ in our lives. So this has just been burning in my spirit all week long, and I said I'm going to share with my brothers and sisters right here this morning. So at this time, we're just going to thank God, and because we are getting at the top of the hour, I'm just going to say a word of prayer before I hand over to Sister Darlene, and let us pray. Father God, we thank You for Your word. We thank You for the opportunity to come unto You this morning. I just pray, Father God, for all the prayer requests, all the prayer needs we received throughout this whole week, and some that were supposed to be mentioned this morning. But we know, Father God, that You know every need. You know every request, even before we ask. So we pray right now, Father God, that those unspoken needs that were not spoken and those we brought before You earlier this week and throughout the week, that every crooked way is made straight and every rough place is being smoothened and every need is met, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank You, Father God, as we are Your ambassadors. We are Your representatives. We are diplomats. We represent You, Father, in this foreign country, in this foreign world. And we want to represent You well, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, that we are the salt, Father, of the world, and we are the light of the world, and we want to season, Father, and show some light in this darkened world. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God, for your anointing, because it is your anointing that breaks the yoke. So I thank you, Father, for filling us to overflowing with your anointing, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, so that we represent you well, Father, and that we exhibit the fruit of the Spirit, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. I honor you, Lord. Just you bless each and every one of us, starting with us right here at this circle of friends, and that these blessings will spill over to our family members, to our neighbors, to our co-workers, in the mighty name of Jesus, as we go out there and represent you and win souls for the kingdom. I honor you, Lord. I glorify your name, Father. And I pray, Father God, this weather, it has been an interesting weather, but we thank you for taking care of us, Lord. I pray that everyone will be covered, Lord, and all these floods that are being talked about. I just pray, Father, that no life will be lost. Even people's properties will be preserved, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. And those who will be traveling, I just pray for traveling mercies, Father. Cover them, Father, as they go out, and cover them as they come back, that they will be protected and be shielded, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. We honor you. We glorify your name in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Pastor Darlene.
Well, good morning, good morning, good morning. Thank you, Pastor Scholastica. We are certainly ambassadors of Christ, and I just pray that each and every one of us will go out and represent Christ in a very wonderful way and just let people know that Jesus reigns and he reigns forevermore. And we just have to walk in the spirit of love and peace and joy, and we will continue to seek the face of God. And though we may walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we will fear no evil because the Lord is with us. And we will continue to delight ourselves in the Lord, and he gives us the desires of our heart. And I decree this morning that our families are blessed and that we are blessed just to be here in the land of the living. And I thank God for each and every one who has sown into the ministry. We continue to do what we can to reach the lost around the world, because people are being reached around the world. We get different requests from people in various countries, and we thank God for this platform. So everybody have a beautiful weekend. I know the weather, like Pastor Scholastica said, is very different. It's cold one day, it's hot the next, and then it's raining. And so we just have to thank God for what he brings to us, and it just helps us to know that he is in control. So I love you. May the favor of God and man be with you everywhere you go. And I decree that we are the seed of Abraham through Christ Jesus. And in blessing, he blesses us. In multiplying, he multiplies us as the stars of the heavens and as the sands of the seashore. Go in peace. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Well, praise the Lord. We are so grateful for each and everyone who has joined us today. There may be someone out there who has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved, as you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart. If you will repeat after me, Dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart, that Jesus died, was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. Well, we thank God for each and every one who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. And what I would suggest is that you find a good Bible-teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. Right now, if you desire to send a donation, an offering, or gift to support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. The address is 3171 Ardley Road, Southwest. The street is spelled A-R-D-L-E-Y. That's 3171 Ardley Road, Southwest, in the city of Atlanta, Georgia, zip code 30311. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log into blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278-961-POUND. Select the pound sign for current session. And if you desire to listen to a previous session, please give me a call or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life and that you live in continuous abundance. And I decree that the favor of God continues to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.